Morgan's AM, US equity markets weaker, corporate earnings and the Federal Reserve in focus.
Morgan's AM, your pre-market briefing.
US equity markets were weaker after a listless session, with the Federal Reserve providing no firm clues about when it might start reducing its purchases of government bonds, despite saying that the economic recovery is on track. The Dow fell 128 points, or 0.4%. The broader S&P 500 dipped 0.02%. The Nasdaq rose 0.7%. Apple fell 1.2% a day after recording its strongest June quarter result ever, with Chief Executive Officer Tim Cook warning that silicon supply constraints will affect sales of the iPhone as well as the iPad. Advanced Micro Devices Inc. rallied 7.6% to close at a record high of $97.93, soaring late in the session after an initially muted reaction to the chipmaker's better-than-expected second-quarter result after the close of the previous session. Small capitalization Russell 2000 Index outperformed with a 1.5% gain. The Federal Reserve left its interest rates unchanged at its lower bound target range of between 0.25% and 0% as expected, and observed that while the US economy has made some progress, it is not enough to warrant a shift in the current monetary policy. At a post-meeting news conference, Fed Chair Jerome Powell reiterated that policymakers are still some way off raising interest rates and haven't yet settled on the timing, pace, or composition of any future tapering in bond purchases. Mr. Powell said the central bank have some ground to cover on the labour market side, adding that, "I think we're some way away from having had substantial further progress towards the maximum employment goal. I would want to see some strong jobs numbers." The chairman also maintained that recent high US inflation readings are tied to sectors which reflect the reopening of the US economy, and that price pressures don't appear to be spreading broadly. A very busy US corporate earnings calendar overnight, with a number of major companies again reporting after the closing bell. Facebook fell 3.4% in extended trading, despite becoming the latest technology giant to cash in on a surge in digital advertising. Monthly active users, a key barometer of Facebook's growth globally, improved 7% to 2.9 billion, in line with expectations. However, guidance for the second half of the year was underwhelming, with the company's chief financial officer saying in a statement that in the third and fourth quarters of 2021, we expect year-over-year total revenue growth rates to decelerate significantly on a sequential basis as we lap periods of increasingly strong growth, noting increased ad targeting headwinds in 2021 from regulatory and platform changes, notably the recent iOS updates, which we expect to have a greater impact in the third quarter compared to the second quarter. Ford Motor Co. rose over 3.5% in extended trading after posting better-than-expected second-quarter earnings per share and sales, and guiding for a better 2021 operating result, driven by strong order book and improving semiconductor supplies. PayPal Holdings fell over 5.5% in the extended session after posting better-than-expected second-quarter earnings, while revenue fell slightly short of analysts' estimates. The payments group's third-quarter guidance also fell short of analysts' estimates. eBay's transition to managing its own payments experience is happening more quickly than expected, creating approximately 700 basis points of pressure on PayPal's revenue line, according to their chief executive officer. Boeing rose over 4% after the aircraft manufacturer posted its first profit since the third quarter of 2019, thanks to a rebound in aircraft deliveries. Amazon, Hilton Worldwide, MasterCard, Merck, Molson Coors Beverage and T-Mobile are among companies slated to release quarterly earnings tonight. US economic data and advanced reading of the second quarter GDP growth rate is released tonight, with economists expecting an 8.5% seasonally adjusted annual growth rate, up from 6.4% in the first quarter. European bourses advanced ahead of the latest musings from the US Central Bank after the close of European trading, and with Asian markets stabilising yesterday. Hong Kong's Hang Seng rose 1.5% after dropping over 8% in the preceding two sessions. The technology sector, up 2.3%, lifted the Pan-European Stoxx 600 Index 0.7% higher. That was alongside a 0.3% gain for Germany's DAX and a 1.2% gain for France's CAC. Deutsche Bank slipped 0.2%, unwinding an earlier rise of almost 5% after posting second quarter earnings that comfortably exceeded consensus forecasts, despite recording an 11% year-on-year decline in net revenues in its investment banking division. London's FTSE 100 added 0.3%. Sentiment for the travel and leisure sector was boosted in the afternoon session after it was confirmed that fully vaccinated travellers from so-called amber countries in the European Union as well as the US would soon be able to avoid quarantine when they arrive in the UK. That saw British Airways, parent International Consolidated Airlines Group, rise 3.8%, Rolls-Royce Holdings gained 3.5%. Rio Tinto rose 1.4% after the iron ore giant logged a record-breaking first-half performance and declared a special dividend of $1.85 US, in addition to an interim dividend of $3.76 US per share. Barclays rose 2% after the bank comfortably exceeded consensus first-half pre-tax profit estimates as it released £700 million in impairments. The lender also resumed dividends and announced a £500 million share buyback. Outside the FTSE 100, low-cost carrier Wizz Air jumped 8% after saying it expects passenger numbers to return to pre-pandemic levels by August. The base metals complex was mixed. Copper fell 0.7% to just shy of $4.40 a pound. Elsewhere, zinc slipped 0.2%, nickel rose just over 1%, and aluminium with a 1.8% gain. Benchmark spot iron ore edged 11 cents higher to $202.68 a metric tonne. Gold futures dipped 10 cents to $1,799.70 an ounce. Oil prices climbed to two-week highs, buoyed by a weekly decline in US crude inventories and ongoing strength in implied demand for gasoline. WTI rose 74 cents or 1% to $72.39 a barrel, Brent adding 26 cents to $74.74 a barrel. Both contracts logged their highest settlement since the 14th of July. The Energy Information Administration reported that US crude inventories fell by 4.1 million barrels for the week ended the 23rd of July, the ninth weekly decline in the past 10 weeks and more than the 2.5 million barrel draw forecast by analysts. US Treasury yields rose modestly as investors assessed the latest monetary policy announcements from the Federal Reserve, 10-year Treasury yields up 2.4 basis points to 1.26%. And the Australian dollar is buying around 73.8 US cents. Export and import prices for the second quarter headline today's Australian economic calendar.
This is general advice only, and we have not considered your needs or objectives.